This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Bureaucrats with the European body charged with protecting human rights has rejected debate on neonatal infanticide. Similar debate in the U.S. created the Born Alive Infant Protection Act, perhaps forgetting that they were founded in reaction to the Holocaust. The bureaucrats supported their rejection of the debate, saying it would be politically inappropriate and sensitive, and it could divide the assembly. Against the background of California removing protections against assisted suicide comes news of a study showing states that do so also face an increase in suicide generally. Attorney and bioethicist Wesley Smith predicts that the effects shown in this study will grow while major media ignore bad outcomes from legalizing assisted suicide. This is Life News Radio.
Can you imagine finding an obstetrician, a midwife, holistic fertility care, drop-in childcare, crisis pregnancy support, breastfeeding help, natural family planning education, and more, all under one roof? We can. We can imagine Guiding Star Centers. Lighting the way to a culture of life. TheGuidingStarProject.com.
In other headlines, Troy Newman is back on U.S. soil after being arrested falsely in Australia. That nation's high court will hear both Newman's case for access to Australia and those who allege that Newman seeks the execution of those he peacefully opposes. And a California firm is ready to examine all 46 fetal human chromosomes by testing mother's blood. The test is facing worldwide criticism of what could become the elimination by abortion of every chromosomal defect. This has been Life News Radio.